What's up, committee fam? Welcome back for another season of college football. Sorry that we haven't got the preseason previews out yet. I've been a little sick this week, so I'm going to come at you guys with just a quick little video with the classic game, you know it, SLO, spread, line, over. And we're going to be doing seven games here today for tomorrow's week zero action. Getting it underway, my favorite game of the week. It's going to be 1:30 in Dublin, Ireland, Navy taking on Notre Dame. Typically, historically, considered a rivalry. It's no surprise who we're going to take to win here. Sam Hartman's first game in an Irish uniform in Ireland, I think, should be a lock there. We got the money line coming in at -1430 from Action Network, which is what we're going to be using today for our odds. However, Navy +20.5 is the pick I'm going here, and you can actually get it +21 in many spots too. I think that Notre Dame is a slow starting team. They've proven it many times before. We saw a scare with Toledo a couple years ago. We saw last year losing to Marshall early on in the season. Marcus Freeman and the boys are going to be a solid team, but with a new quarterback coming in to play a weird game in Ireland. It's, you know, nothing that any of them are used to. Even with Navy having a new head coach, new OC, I don't care. Give me the good old boys in blue to cover 20.5. It's going to be quite the uniform matchup, too. Go Midshipmen. Next up, Jacksonville State coming in as an underdog to take on UTEP in what's going to be Jacksonville State's first ever FBS game. And they are +1.5, and we are actually going to take that line. I think it's going to be an interesting season for them. I don't think it's going to be a fabulous season, and I do think, UTEP is a capable team, not a great team, but the Gamecocks of Jacksonville State, I like to win, to cover at least, +1.5, they don't have to win, they could lose by one. But their first game FBS action, I like it. Also be on the lookout over under at 53.5. We got 54 on Action Network, though. That's another play you could be looking at. But today, most of the picks I'm taking are spreads. As it is week zero, it's odd. Not a lot of good matchups, a lot of weird matchups, and a lot of matchups that we don't know much about. That are kind of toss-ups a bit. Next up, though, is actually going to be a very competitive, very good game. Ohio taking on San Diego State in California. I like what Rourke and the boys are doing at Ohio. I like that offense, but I'm not betting against San Diego State. I trust this program, and I trust what they do year after year. So Action Network's got the Aztecs -2.5, and that's what we're going to take. If you saw my predictions, my week zero predictions, I already posted those up. I took San Diego State to win 45-38. And I forgot to mention too, I took Notre Dame 36-20. I think that this is going to be a good matchup. If you are doing nothing else, that's between 6 and 9 on tomorrow night. Tune in to Fox Sports 1. You would not be disappointed. This is a Mountain West versus MAC battle that is going to be a good game. Also, keep an eye on San Diego State Moneyline, -145. If you don't trust those 2.5 points, that's not a terrible play there. And the over-under is only at 48. It's a low one, and I think that's kind of leaning towards the bank on San Diego State's defense, which, again, we are going to trust. San Diego State -2.5. And I'm going to combine these into a parlay on Fliff at the end here, and I'm going to tell you what the odds are going to be looking like. Next up, we got Hawaii traveling to Nashville to take on the Commodores, Vanderbilt, who have not yet built their stadium renovations. As in, they are not done. There is a photo taken yesterday of two cranes behind the end zone that look like a rinky-dink goalpost. It's going to be very funny. It's very embarrassing for an SEC school to look that way. And I can't really say I expect anything else from Vanderbilt. They are an embarrassment to the conference. Thank goodness for them, for the academics and the location of their school, because they don't got much else going for them, I guess, baseball. Vandy is favored by 17.5 here, and like I said, I just don't really want to trust Vandy. It's not a bad line, and I think if I were to take a spread, I would take Vandy to cover. They won in Hawaii 63-10 last year, which is why we are looking towards the over 56. That's going to be the play here, over 56, Hawaii at Vanderbilt, which I think it will be a fun game to watch. It's not going to be a good game, but if... I'm going to say this again. If you're not doing anything, I know damn well I'm going to be tuning in to all of these games, hopefully, regardless of their maybe poor quality of team. A team that does not lack quality, however, is our next matchups game, where San Jose State travels to L.A. to take on Caleb Williams and the Trojans, the number 6 ranked team in the land. USC favored by 31, and we see, obviously the money line is irrelevant, minus 10,000, doesn't matter. Over under at 66.5. If you saw my predictions, I took USC to win 55-14, which would cover the over, but it is, too close for me to want to call that, as I did also take Vandy Hawaii over 56 when I predicted 41-17, so that would barely hit two. So I don't really want to just scrape two overs. So we're going to take USC minus 31. I think USC is going to put up points no problem, and I think knowing that, hey, it's Saturday night of week zero, and as I said, the only other games that are going to be on at that time, Ohio, San Diego State, Hawaii, Vanderbilt, that, you know, teams that people know, those are people, most people can't name a player from any four of those teams. So people are going to be looking at USC. That's what they're going to want to watch. They're going to want to watch the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and they're going to want to say, USC, great team, doesn't have the defense, which we can get into more later. By the way, the Pac-12 is going to be fascinating this year. If you got a buddy with Pac-12 Network, you make him your best friend this year. You're going to want to watch every Pac-12 game. So we're going to take USC minus 31. We're going to give him the cover there. This is another game very excited for. Not that it's going to be a good game. But I just want to see how they're looking, how they're rolling. The USC defense last year, like I mentioned previously, was pitiful. The reason they lost to Utah twice was because of that defense. And that's never really been a thing Lincoln Riley's excelled in, is having a great defense on his team, has it? But I think that USC has a very good shot at the college football playoff. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I will give my predictions soon this week when we do all the conference outlooks. And I would prefer not USC to make the playoff if it was a Pac-12 team, but I really do want a Pac-12 team in the playoff. Like last year, the Pac-12, this is going to be, if I could only watch one conference this year, if I didn't have a team, I would want to watch the Pac-12. That is it. If I had to choose, it's the last season and there are so many good teams, so many good quarterbacks. It's going to be an awesome year in the Pac-12, which I believe also is divisionless this year. Yes, it is. No North and South in the Pac-12. It's going to be awesome. I mean, ACC also no division. This is going to be a great year for college football. Oh, getting a text here. Yeah. So, next up is FIU La Tech. I'm not going to say that I know much about these teams. I really don't. But I do know Hank Bachmeyer, my old boy from Boise State, is at La Tech. And I am a little bit biased towards La Tech. Some of you may know, me and my buddy Colton did gator wrestling, mud wrestling there. two sport athletes. So we're going to take La Tech Moneyline, -455 on the Action Network, which isn't great value, but FIU +12 scares me a little bit. The score last year was right around a 12-point margin for this game. So I'm going to be safe and just go ahead and do La Tech Moneyline. And coming in our last game, this is a team who is scrappy. They took the Sooners to the wire, nearly. They almost beat the Georgia Bulldogs and the Washington Huskies. It's the Kent State Golden Flash, taking on UCF in the bounce house. Kent State is 37-point underdogs, which to me, that's too easy. UCF, first year in the Big 12 with the Gus Bus, they're going to be an alright team, but 37's a lot of points to me. And I think that Kent State should have no problem with that. I think they can lose by 30. That's fine. Lose 56-20. You cover. And I think the Golden Flash can do that. Can and will. So those are what we're going to be taking this week. It is 5 spreads, 1 money line, and 1 over. So, that being said, let's go ahead and put the parlay into Fliff. And while I'm doing that, I am going to share some podcast updates with you. So we're going to be starting the Committee All-In podcast, which some of you may have seen that I posted up before. We've got a new Instagram account for that too. So All-In is really going to be about kind of we're going to be all-in. We're going to be talking about all sports. We are going to talk pro football, basketball, hockey, baseball, soccer, much more than just college football. I likely won't talk about college football on there and just leave it for this podcast. But if, you know, there's times that I'm like, well, I don't have time to make a college football one, maybe we'll throw it in there. Hopefully that's not the case, but we'll see. I'm going to have some guests on. We're going to have some fans on, you know, from different sports, so that we can just kind of get insight from other people. And I also like to tell you that I'm going to be doing on the Snapchat soon, I'm going to be asking you guys to let me know what record your team is going to finish with through 12 games this season. And if you're predicting your team to go 12-0 and make the conference championship, then let's hear what happens from there. And maybe, yeah, if you're a Baylor guy or an A&M guy, maybe you're not going to the conference championship. Hopefully not for either one of y'all. We can just get a bowl game prediction or something. But we're going to have that to look forward to soon. I really want to accumulate it because we got a lot of different fans, mostly Big 12 territory. But as I said, we got some A&M. We got some Michigan, we got some Pac-12 fans, so it's going to be a really good time trying to see what the committee fam thinks of their teams this upcoming year. Let's see, we got Navy cover, -115 on Fliff, Jacksonville State cover, -115. San Diego State cover, -115. Hawaii Vandy over. They got it at 55.5. I took 56. Lovely, lovely, lovely. USC -30.5. I took 31 from Action Network. Also lovely. La Tech -530 on here. That's a bit of a blow. We took -455 on Action Network. That's tough to swallow. And then Kent State +37.5. We get the half point there. So this is a 7-leg parlay plus 4,610 is the odds, and I'm going to put a dollar on it. Dollar pays out 47.10. It's virtually a lock, guys. I don't think I've ever missed a parlay before, like, not that I can really remember, so that's pretty much going to happen. If it doesn't hit, I'm going to be really upset, and I'm just going to, you won't hear from me for a while, let's just say that. That's about all I got for you guys today. I'm really excited for the new season of the committee. I'm hoping to post a little more than last season. We didn't get much going there. And we got a new setup now. And like I said, we got the new show, which I think will be good and keep me a little fresher for the committee, because we are not just talking about college football, which I do love. We're going to be talking about, like I said, on that All In podcast, other sports too, which I haven't done before. So that's going to be a new thing for me to dive into. Thank you guys so much for listening to this little week zero SLO. And I will see you this week for conference predictions. Have a good one. Make sure to stay tuned to the committee, your home of college football. And roll Texas.